Good evening. The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The effective use of French and English in airports and seaports across the country will come under scrutiny tomorrow by members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism. Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the 2024 National Cycling Championship. The news in full. Members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism will begin a field mission tomorrow to monitor and evaluate the effective practice of bilingualism and interaction at international airports and seaports in the country, according to a press release signed by the President of the Commission, Sir Peter Mafani Musonge. The one-week mission will take the members of to the Yaoundé, Simalén, Douala and Garoua International Airports, as well as the Douala, Kribi and Limbé Autonomous Ports. Albert Njembode examines the relevance of the field trip within the context of the promotion of Cameroon's two official languages.
Like in all countries across the world, Cameroon's air and sea ports are windows through the nation, places by excellence where first impressions are made, which enjoy high affluence and interaction. The effective use of English and French is thus important for Cameroon, a country that is reputed as bilingual, but whose citizens do not always master nor use the two official languages. The members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism go to Cameroon's international airports of Douala, Garoua and Yaoundé-Simalén and the autonomous ports of Douala, Kribi and Limbé to check and evaluate the effective use of Cameroon's two official languages in line with the decree of December 24, 2019, enacting the law on the promotion of Cameroon's two official languages, a policy option of the state at the impulse of President Paul Biya, which must be respected to keep the identity of the nation and encourage the spirit of living together. The airport and seaport officials will also be reminded on the use of both languages in same measure. This is the latest of similar field trips which have taken the members of the Musonge Commission to military training schools and centers, hospitals, diplomatic missions abroad, ministries, as well as public and private business entities to gather their views on how best the culture of bilingualism could be enhanced and remind them that the use of the two official languages in Cameroon is not an option, but rather an obligation and in the best interest of all.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. Commercial motorbike riders in Bamenda have pleaded with the senior divisional officer for MEZAM to reverse the recent decision the administrator took suspending the movement of bikes after 6 p.m. The move was taken following rising acts of insecurity in the town. But the riders are lamenting that the action has limited their income levels and the ability to sustain a decent livelihood. The city mayor of Bamenda, Paul Achobong, has met with the riders, telling them to contribute to normalcy in the town as a precondition for the reversal of the prefectural order. Still in the Northwest, mental health experts in the region have expressed deep concern that the rising insecurity in the region is generating more cases of trauma and depression. The problem is very preoccupying, such that many non-governmental organizations in the area have set up programs to offer psychosocial support to victims to help them to overcome the challenges. Kilo Valerie Sala has a report from Bamenda.
In recent weeks, Bamenda has been gripped by rising insecurity. Taxis and, in rare cases, commercial motorbikes have been reportedly burnt. There have been sporadic gunshots, and the threat of kidnappings remain real. People in the Northwest who have been caught in violent confrontations are often traumatized.
I am Faimanke Felicitas Shambo, a clinical counseling psychologist by profession. I will just take an example of a case that sustained like 8 gunshot wounds. She was in coma for about 2 months. We discovered that this survivor could not actually relate with her immediate environment like before. Every sound keeps her jerky.
Many non-governmental organizations in the region, like Grace Vision, whose founder is Janet Sisige, address both causes and immediate consequences of conflict-driven mental problems.
The stress of maybe unemployment, crisis, compounding it, no money and everything. You see the young person holds a gun and threatens people just to frighten people and get money from them. So that's the challenge that the young person in this community is facing.
Many in the region who've suffered from the negative impact of the conflict continue to express the need for urgent peaceful moves to end the more than 7-year crisis. Kilo Valerie Salaus, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The plight of widows and the need for the powers that be as well as the society to safeguard and advocate their right has been discussed in Yaoundé as Cameroon joins the globe to observe the International Widows Day. Speaking to reporters, some of the widows who managed to observe the many challenges of widowhood say women must stand up for themselves in a fast-evolving world and change the narrative. Kelly Eben has the details.
When he died, I was 2 weeks pregnant. I lost the baby due to pressure.
When I got married, my husband refused that I should work. When he was alive, he was providing everything.
The transition was not that easy.
Losing a partner is just the beginning of a long battle for basic rights and dignity. Most widows are oftentimes stigmatized and left at the mercy of discriminatory practices which are derogatory to their well-being.
They forced me to wear either black or white. It's not normal because we're not married for even up to a year. So it was kind of traumatizing for me.
While some are left to grapple with the hurdles of widowhood, others, like Rose Mufo, a practicing nurse, chose to conquer and change the narrative the status of widowhood tends to impose on women.
I became a widow at the age of 33. My brothers and sisters-in-laws, they were helping in one way or the other. I decided to go back to school. At the age of 49, I had my O-level, the advanced level, and what next? I went to nursing school. When I got out of the school, I decided to go work somewhere as voluntary worker. That's how God sent an angel. The person asked me, "Madam, you come and see here and you're working for nothing. Don't you know our office? Look for it and give your application there." Same day I took my application to that place, I was employed.
These widows of all ages are clamoring and dreaming that their voices be heard so that none of them should lose their status, property, livelihood due to the death of their husbands.
The head of the CPDM Permanent Delegation for the Nyong and Kele, Pauline Irengene, says a peaceful climate and cohesion can enable the party to attain its objectives. She was speaking during an assessment tour in Matom and Ezeka, while also commending them for the efforts vested in galvanizing party supporters and sympathizers to enroll themselves on the electoral register to ensure the party secures its victory in next year's election. Minister Pauline Irengene, behind closed doors, held talks with party officials to take stock of the state of affairs within the basic structures of the CPDM party. Let's hear her in this excerpt, selected by Kelly Eben.
We're continuing our work in the sections for the next elections coming in 2025. We want to mobilize, we want to sensitize the CPDM militant so that they will know what the government is doing for them, to convince them to vote for our party. We may have problems, but sometimes those problems are among us. So we have to go and find out what are the problems and what do we do to solve this problem. So these are not the meetings how we usually organize. So we're coming here for work, to talk and listen and see what we can do so that we will feel good next year in the elections coming.
Cameroonian pilgrims in Saudi Arabia have expressed their profound gratitude to the President Paul Biya for his financial and material assistance, which has greatly contributed to the success of their Hajj. They sounded a note of gratitude during the visit of Cameroon official Hajj delegation to their hotels, led by the country's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Iya Tijani. Ngonige Swaibu Share has the details.
The visit comes at a time when the Cameroonian pilgrims have come to the end of their Hajj and are now poised to return to their country. Ambassador Iya Tijani is the head of the Cameroon official Hajj delegation to Saudi Arabia.
Our objective is to know how well pilgrim has made the Hajj between Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina, and Makkah.
It was also an opportunity to inquire about the difficulties encountered so as to better plan for the future. The few challenges notwithstanding, this year's Hajj is said to be one of the most successful, thanks largely to what the ambassador has described as the high sense of discipline of the pilgrims and their guides. The pilgrims, for their part, have attributed the success story to the magnanimity of President Paul Biya towards them. Saidu Musa, who is the SDO of Boyo, and Suila Aruna explain.
Nobody has any major challenge. Following the gift of His Excellency President Paul Biya, the subvention, ambulance.
The President has really facilitated our Hajj because he supported us with food money. We are able to eat well in the Holy Land.
The SDO has not also forgotten where he is coming from.
We took the opportunity, working from the northwest and southeast, to pray Allah so that we get long-lasting solution to our crisis.
The pilgrims have also thanked the head of the National Hajj Commission, Minister Paul Atanganji, for his untiring commitments to respond to their needs and preoccupations. Osmaila Tuku, Goninge Swaibun Share, CRTV News, Mecca.
In sports, Nigeria is currently topping the medal chart at the ongoing 23rd African Senior Athletic Championships taking place in Douala. So far, they have won 3 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals, bringing their tally to 8 medals. They are closely followed by Kenya with 2 gold medals, 2 silver, and 3 bronze. Meanwhile, host Cameroon's poor form in the competition continued today with the lone medal hopeful of the day, Lucien Wangba, finishing 6th in the men's discus final. The competition continues this Monday with the men's and women's 4x100 meters final and the women's shot put. In more sports news, Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the 2024 National Cycling Championship. He covered the 158-kilometer distance from Nomayos, Gomenzap, Nomayos in 3 hours, 42 minutes and 52 seconds. In the female category, Mariol Kenye from the Renaissance Cycling Club in Bafoussam won the competition for the 4th time. She covered a distance of 82 kilometers in 2 hours, 40 minutes. In the meantime, Didier Mouafo is also from the Renaissance Cycling Club, won the junior category. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashuti.